Barack Obama, type of the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. This book is an amazing book. I thank God the book of Revelation is in the Bible. Can you imagine not having the book of Revelation in the Bible? Now, if you had Old Testament, you'd have a lot of prophecies that the Bible says is going to happen. And the Old Testament kind of, and the New Testament confirms the Old Testament. The Old Testament confirms the New Testament. And the book of Isaiah, if you've never looked at the book of Isaiah, it's got 66 chapters. It's just like the Bible. It's got 66 books. And the last chapter of Isaiah is Revelation. The last chapter, 66 chapters, the last chapter, it's the same as the book of Revelation. And so the Bible, the way Isaiah is laid out, they call Isaiah to the little Bible. And Isaiah chapter 40, what's number 40 in your Bible? Matthew. And chapter 40 of Isaiah, it talks about the one crying in the wilderness. That's John the Baptist. And it shows up. I mean, God laid this book out the way he laid it out. Now, go back to Revelation chapter 8 and verse 12. And it says, the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. And like I told you, stars in the Bible are angels as well. And how do you know that? How do you know? Because look at chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. That's an angel. I've looked up at them stars at night. I've walked out there, and I've stood out by my house. I can see it real clear. And I see them stars, you know, you say, twinkle, twinkle, little star. I wonder what you are. And you see them stars, I thought, man, the Bible says stars, angels are stars. And I look up at that thing, and I thought, if the Bible says in John, if all the books were written about Jesus Christ, the world couldn't even contain it, about Jesus Christ, if all the books were written about him. And I looked up at them stars. I said, I wonder if that's scripture up there. I mean, I wonder, you look up at that thing. You got the Big Dipper, Little Dipper, and you got all these different things up in space, and the scientists are looking out there. They're looking for something. They said they said they've been hearing voices now. I was reading some scientific journal just recently. They were saying they hear voices from so far away. They're hearing voices. They don't know if it's from a planet or what. They don't know what it is. They're hearing these voices. Wouldn't that be something? That's the praise of the angels in heaven. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, think about God's there, and the angels are shouting and praising God. And they went out past the North Star. You go, God put that North Star in the air so we could have direction. And the Bible tells you, right past the North Star, heading north, is where the Lord's throne is. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So the third part of them were darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. So the Bible talks about a voice in the Bible could be like a trumpet. And then the Bible tells us as Christians, we're supposed to lift up our voice like trumpets to tell people about Jesus Christ. And when Paul was on the road to Damascus, and he was Damascus, he had letters in his hand. He was knocked off, and the Lord spoke to him. And then others heard a thunder. Some heard it, you know, they didn't hear the voice. And people say there's a contradiction in the Bible. No, some heard Paul heard the voice, and Paul even said they heard the voice, but he was talking about thunder. And but look, chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. So the bottomless pit, man, in the center of the earth is a hollow part. they just had on Discovery the other night. They were showing a picture of some scientist took from a satellite that the Earth at the Antarctic, there was looked like a spinning hole at the Antarctic. And it was hollow, looked like it's hollow. They were saying when the earthquakes happened, if the whole Earth was solid core all the way through, then when the earthquakes happened, it would break the Earth up. But what it is a hollow core. And that's why when a man dies and goes to hell, is in the center of the Earth, because Jesus Christ went to hell. What happens is, he says he's always fallen as well in the sides of the pit. And so how can that happen? Just like a ball spinning in hollow, he just fallen all the time in darkness and fire, always fallen. And he opened the bottomless pit and says it's a pit. And the Bible talks about the size of the pit. There arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. Now, I believe this, where the key, where the angel comes down and unlocks this thing, there's seven triangles, or like the Bermuda Triangle, there's seven of them on the planet. There's seven of them. And it's not a coincidence either. And the Bermuda Triangle, they said every time they get in there, the ships get in there, you know, their compasses go crazy, and they lose ships, they've lost planes and everything else. They can't, because everything goes crazy at times. It's only at times. And they said that's a dangerous place to be. I believe that's where the bottomless pit is. And that Bermuda Triangle is the deepest part of the ocean. Something's there. So that angel goes down into the water, unlocks the bottomless pit. Something comes out. See, I went to Bible school down at PBI, and Doc taught us, you know, we went through this whole thing about UFOs. I believe there's UFOs. I believe there's something going on in the atmosphere. I don't believe they're from outer space. Somehow they got through the flood. The giants got through the flood. And something happened, because the Bible says the sons of God came unto the daughters of men. They're not the godly line of Seth. They're fallen angels, or they're descendants of the fallen angel. And they can produce children. And these children, they always got E.T., you know, they look like, you know, they got faces, they got eyes, and they're all deformed. There's something about it. You say, I don't believe all that stuff. Well, the Bible tells you there's something coming up out of the bottomless pit. It's got hair like women. It's got a face like a man. It's got teeth like a lion, and it's got wings like a scorpion. It's got a body about the size of a dog, and it's got a tail like a scorpion, and it hurts men and bites them. So there's mutations. Somebody's messing with the seed of man and messing with animals. That goes back into Greek mythology. You know, part man, part horse. Somebody's messing with the seed of men. And I've had a tape years ago that a guy said he wrote on a UFO and all this. He said, are you a UFO chaser? And all, no. I've said this. I said, let a UFO land in my front yard. I got a message for him. And they wouldn't do it. Why? They won't mess with somebody to save. If you got the blood of Jesus Christ on you, they ain't going to mess with you. The devil will mess with his own children. Now, something's got to happen when the Antichrist comes into power. You will look at crazy stuff going on in Washington and all around the world. Something's got to happen when the Antichrist comes into power. The rapture takes place. There's got to be people that's ready to take over, that's loyal, or that are something attached to them, being Satan's children. They're attached to them. And I believe when the Antichrist, or when the rapture takes place, there's going to be something that's going to, you know, the Antichrist is going to show up, and then he's going to have beings as well. I told you, I remember watching as a kid, watching this as the day or the earth stood still, as when that UFO landed in Washington, D.C., and that thing came out and melted all the tanks and all that stuff. That scared me half to death. And in that movie, the guy comes out and says, I come for peace. I come to bring peace. And he goes out and he lives among the people, and all of a sudden the cops kill him looking for him, And then that robot, or whatever that thing is, goes into the jail, takes his body out, and revives him, just like what the Bible says Antichrist is going to raise from the dead. He's going to be killed, and he's going to revive. And they're going to say, this is God. The world's going to say, this is God. So that's when the Bible says the latter part of the tribulation period, the latter part is right. Here's the first part. Then the latter part is mandatory, receive the mark of the beast or die. That's when the Antichrist comes together, the seven-headed dragon, the false prophet, and the beast, that Trinity. And they come together, and it goes out, and it'd be mandatory upon people. And that's what the Bible says in Matthew. Take your Bible, look at Matthew 24. Hold your place here in Revelation. Matthew 24. In Matthew 24, look at verse 13. Matthew 24, 13. We ain't seen nothing yet, man. We're not going to be here to see it, but we'll probably see up to the point before the Lord comes back. And it says this in verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. People getting colder and colder and colder. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Then there's a lot of holiness people and all that try to teach that you have to endure, hold on, hold out, pray through and all that stuff to be saved. Now, we believe in eternal salvation. We believe you're secure. You're sealed to the day of redemption, according to the Word of God. As of 1 John chapter, or Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, you're sealed to the day of redemption. You can't be plucked out of God's hand, all that stuff. They try to teach that. But it said they teach that if you have to endure the end, hold on, and so on. And I said, they might have to, but I'm saved. I'm secure. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. So are you if you're saved. But he that endured the end, same shall be saved. So he's talking about, Jesus Christ is giving this description of what's going to happen. Verse 6, and you shall hear wars, rumors of wars. You shall see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We've been seeing wars, rumors of wars, and all that stuff right now. We're right there. But what happens is we get so used to it. Many shall come, verse 5, in my name, and saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And the Pope says that right now. I mean, he's in Christ's stead. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And you say, that's been going on, yeah, but it's getting more and more and more. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Talking about the Jews. Everybody thought when Adolf Hitler came into power, they thought this has got to be him. He's got to be the one, the Antichrist. But it wasn't him. Why? He didn't fit the description. He was a European German. The Antichrist shows up. He's going to be a part Jew, part Syrian. And he'll probably have all three races in him, all three. And he shows up. But Hitler was a type. Mussolini was a type. Even the Caesars were a type, but they're European. The guy shows up. He's going to be Asian, part Asian and part Jewish. And so, because you say, where do you get that? That's in Daniel. It says he'll not regard the God of his fathers. And the Bible says he'll regard the God of forces. Forces. And see, Barack Obama, every president we've had been pushing it down your throat, forcing things. The Antichrist is going to come up. It's going to be forced. You have to receive the mark or die. That's what it's going to come down to. Look at verse 13. Now you're saved. You won't be here. You pretty sure about that? I know that. I know that from the Word of God. And it says, he that shall endure at the end, same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Now this gospel of the kingdom that's right there is going to go around the world again. What we preach and we teach now, the gospel of the grace of God. You're saved by grace through faith plus nothing. This is not the same gospel. Amen. This is not it. This is the gospel of the kingdom. When Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, he said, here's the Beatitudes or the kingdom. He said, this is what's going to happen in the kingdom. So he's, it gives you that whole deal. Why? The Jews, the disciples kept saying, Lord, you're going to restore the kingdom now? You're going to do it now? The Lord knew what was going to happen, but he gave the Jews chance after chance after chance. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. You say, what are they going to be preaching? The kingdom cometh. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom's coming. He's coming. You got 7 years before he shows back up. Where all them people went, they got taken out of here. He's coming back, but he's coming back this time by force. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. There it is. And when ye shall therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, and Daniel's very important in this, stand in the holy place. Whosoever read, let him understand. So it tells you the holy place is going, the temple's going to be rebuilt. It'll be rebuilt. They can rebuild it. The Jews now said they can have that temple rebuilt in 6 months. They've got everything to do it. And that's the whole thing with the Palestinians and Israel. The whole sticking point is the Muslims know that if the Jews get control, full control, and they get on that Temple Mount, that building's going up. It's going up. And who was it, John, Brother John, or somebody said the other week, he said they've been digging around the bottom of that base of that Wailing Wall, and they said they don't think the temple was in the proper, what they thought where the temple should be. It's maybe in another place. Maybe the temple could be put side by side. But I believe the Lord's going to destroy that mosque of Bomar or whatever that thing is. He'll destroy that thing. And I know he will. Verse 16, chapter 24, verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee in the mountains, and let them which are on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. So talking to the Jews, because it's going to be so drastic in such a hurry, because the Antichrist is going to have 200 million men coming at the door. They'll kind of wipe out the Jews. You say, I don't think all this stuff is going to happen. Well, you got every Muslim nation right now saying, what would make you happy about the Jewish people is to annihilate them. Right. Every one of them. And if you look at that little piece of ground, and you look at all the Muslim nations all the way around it, and nobody can take a Syrian refugee. You know what the whole thing's about? Is bring the world, this whole thing, people don't understand, this whole thing is to bring the whole world under and have the influence, so when the Antichrist shows up, he doesn't even fire a shot. He's riding that white horse in Revelation 6. He's got a bow with no arrows. He doesn't even fire a shot. The whole world will come to him. It's sad, man. You said, does that depress you? No. Makes me happy. Amen. Really, it makes me happy that I know the book is right. Amen. Can you imagine being a Muslim, having the Quran? They believe their Messiah is coming. And he is the Antichrist. They believe he's coming, and they're so convinced. That's why they're going all ISIS. That's how ISIS got started. They're so convinced that their Messiah, they don't even call him Messiah. They call him the Iman, or their what is it? Somebody know? But they're saying their deliverer is going to come and going to take over the world, and that's why ISIS got started. They said all these other Muslim nations they're too moderate. We need to be fanatical. And that's why it's got started. And Obama helped them out. Why? Because he's a Muslim. And I believe that. I believe he's a Muslim. Look here. Look back to Matthew chapter 24. And then it goes down, we're talking about that, you know, tribulation. And then it says in verse 21, then shall be great tribulation. When it says great, that means great tribulation. Such, now look what the Bible says, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So you want to know how urgent things are about living for God and getting people saved? I tell you, it's urgent, very urgent. And you want to see your family saved? You better be witnessing to them. You better be living for God in front of them. Amen. You better not be playing no games. You're playing games, you're going to send your family to hell. That's right. And you say, well, they might not get saved, but that'd be on them. But at least it won't be on you. Amen. But I want to see my family saved. Look back to Revelation chapter 9 and see what the devil tries to do is try to get Bible-believing churches that believe the book or Bible believers fighting each other. You get fighting each other, you're not winning souls. But if you're winning souls, you're not fighting each other. If you're out trying to do something for the Lord, trying to pass out tracts, bless my heart, I went into Wawa yesterday. I got my tracts, went into Wawa. And I was looking for the manager. I wanted to talk to her for a minute. And I went in there, went in the men's bathroom. I always go to the men's bathroom and put tracts in there. I went in there. Somebody already beat me to it. So I looked at the tract. It was from our church. I don't know who did it, but thank God they did. People getting on the ball, man, putting out the word of God. And but what it is, we're letting you let your guard down. You think Trump's going to be in. Everything's going to be all right. In such hours you think not, Son of Man coming. You let your guard down. You don't pray like you used to. You don't, all that. You better be careful about that. And the angel comes down, he opens the bottomless pit. Look at this. And there came out the smoke of the locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as a scorpion of the earth have power. And it was commanded that them, that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. The devil the Antichrist is likened to a leopard. A leopard. Jesus Christ is a lion of the tribe of Judah. The devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. A lion always marks his territory. Animals always mark their territories. And the Bible says here that God puts a seal on his children. Animals go up to a tree, and even bears, they go up as high as they can reach. So when that next animal comes out and tries to scratch that tree, they look up and think, that's a big dude. And they'll scratch that tree, and they can smell the scent, and they'll put a scent on that tree in that area. They have an area. The Antichrist is going to put a mark on man. God puts a seal on his children. And that's why the Antichrist is likened to a leopard. He marks, you know, it's like, and that's what, like that barcode is lying straight down. He marks them. And you don't want to see none of your kids, grandkids left behind. You say, what do I do? Fast and pray. Fast and pray. God, beg God for them. Get saved. Or say, you say, you think it's that close? I believe it's close. I believe it's close. I believe it's in my lifetime. Look down at verse 5. And to them was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as a torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. A scorpion will strike a man, my Lord. It puts this venom in him, and it can cause his leg, if he hits him in the leg, and cause his leg to rot off, and poison goes right up through his body to kill him. And the shapes of the locusts were like on the horses prepared on the battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. And their faces, it's like somebody prepared them before they left out of the bottomless pit. They had crowns put on them. So how many was it? How many was it? It's got to be a bunch. Somebody's messing mutation. So we see all these, PlayStation, not PlayStation, what is it, what do you call it? Xbox and all that stuff. They've got all kinds of different things. They're always wars, always fighting, and there's always something half man, half animal, half this, half iron, and all that stuff. And it's coming up, and they're fighting each other. So all that's coming to pass. And the Bible talks about a man being part iron. And the Bible talks about the beast being part his metal. Nebuchadnezzar saw that beast, that statue he had, or that image, it was gold, silver, brass, and then iron, and then the part iron, part clay in the toes, and they represented 10 kings. So those kings could be a mutation of something loyal to the Antichrist. So And all the movies come out, every movie, they get, every time you turn around, they're showing another movie about something, about the earth being destroyed and some meteorites coming down. And the Bible tells you meteorites going to come down. It tells you all that stuff's going to happen. And they always showing you a movie about it. They're preparing. They're preparing. And that they show people, they said, see, you don't have to believe the Bible. It's, you know, we're just making this stuff up. I mean, you don't have to believe that Bible. That really don't matter, hell of beans. But look at this. This is the crazy part. Verse 6, and in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like on the horses prepared on the battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns of gold, like gold. Their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. People say, oh, that's just, you know, this figurative. It's very, you know, the Catholic Church would tell you all that's figurative. It's just figurative. No, but when it comes down to certain things, they'll say that's literal. Like when Jesus said, unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. He wasn't talking about tearing his flesh off of him and taking his blood out and drinking it. They make that literal. That's crazy. Amen. This is literal. I mean, when you read the book of Revelation, this is literally going to happen on this earth. I don't care who's president. It's going to happen. And it says, and they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. It's going to be millions of them. Millions for 5 months. Can you imagine opening? They're going to the door. They open the door, and all of a sudden, thank them. Man, my God. If you ever want to thank God that you're saved, thank God you're saved. You're not going to be here. And people that teach that they're going to go through the tribulation period, they can teach it all they want. They're wrong. Amen. They're wrong. And they can think, I always tell people that people that believe they can lose their salvation, I said, if you want to believe that, that's fine. If that keeps you right, fine. I'll show you where you can't. And it's so convincing that you can't. I can show it to you. You can't even open your mouth after I show it to you. You'll just go, wow. And you'll say, wow, I guess I can't lose my salvation. So, well, what about, no. Wait a minute, what about, no. God, you're God's child. God doesn't kick his children out. Once you become his child, he deals with you as a child. We'll stop right there. It's already time. Just when we're getting interested.